1-2, 1-2. Okay.
This is an audio test for microphone number one as the Salem Red Sox and Delmarva Shorebirds look to battle it again. Here's the audio test for microphone number two as the Red Sox and the Shorebirds are set to play. We welcome you inside Salem Memorial Ballpark as game two of the six-game series between the 55 and 53 Salem Red Sox and the 38 and 70 Delmarva Shorebirds is about set to get underway. My name is Andy Losey. Welcome you inside to Salem Memorial Ballpark. And we had ourselves quite the night on Tuesday. A 17-10 win for the Delmarva Shorebirds over the Salem Red Sox, calling up 12 players from their FCL team, and they just came into Salem last night and brought the offense early and often. We will see how Juan Encarnacion will deal against this starting lineup tonight for the Delmarva Shorebirds. It'll be led off once again by the left fielder number 9 in Reed Trimble, followed by the second baseman number 27 in Noel Burt Romero. The DH tonight for Delmarva is 38 Max Wagner, followed by the cleanup hitter in right fielder number 33 Dylan Beavers. The center fielder number 7 Judd Fabian bats 5th, while the third baseman number 17 Isaac DeLeon bats 6th. Back-to-back Adams in the lineup as catcher number 12, Adam Retzbach, bats 7th. And the shortstop number 4, Adam Crampton, bats 8th. And then rounding out the order today, it's the first baseman and number 4, Creed Williams. So some more regular faces in the lineup today for the Delmarva Shorebirds than yesterday's lineup, which comprised about 5 to 6 brand new faces. But they'll be going up against Encarnacion, who leads all Salem Red Sox with 8 wins this season, an 8-4 record through his 21 appearances for the Salem Red Sox. His ERA, it's a 4.35 through the 89 innings that he has pitched. He's allowed 85 hits, 43 earned runs on the season, while only walking 32 batters and striking out the team most 104 batters. Opponents' batting average at that 249 mark. Well, stepping up to the plate, it's Reed Trimble and Encarnacion on the mound, taking a look into the zone. And we're about seconds away from first pitch here in Salem. Here's the kick and the deal. And at 7:07 p.m., Juan Encarnacion fires a fastball low for ball one. Dimensions here at Salem Memorial Ballpark are 325 down the left field line, 325 to the right field line, 401 to straight center as Encarnacion fires his first strike of the night, a 93-mile-per-hour fastball called on the outside edge. Tonight's home plate umpire, it's Shea Graham. Brian Loss out on the base paths. The 1-1 pitch is in there for a called strike two. So the Salem Red Sox looking to snap a 2-game losing streak after dropping the series finale against Kannapolis on Sunday and the series opener yesterday against Delmarva. The 1-2 pitch just up and away, and the count's even at 2-2. Nice night here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Much warmer than what we had yesterday. 77 degrees here in Salem and partly cloudy skies. 2-2 pitch, and that fastball just above the zone, and the count goes full at 3-2. A little bit of wind in the atmosphere as well. 7 miles per hour blowing toward the northwest. Here's the 3-2 pitch, and Trimble will put this on the ground. Two hopper to Miller's glove side. He'll do the work himself and touch first for the game's first out. Taking a look at the Salem Red Sox defense here in game two of the series. Keir Meredith out in left field. Carson Simas in center field. Eduardo Lopez out in right field. That's comprising of the outfield, the same three as it was yesterday. Meanwhile, Edison Paulino at third base, Brayer Bonassi at shortstop, Chase Mydroth at second, and Tyler Miller at first. As the first pitch on the way to Romero is popped up to shallow right field, coming towards the line is Lopez as he makes the grab for the second out of the inning. So already a much better start here from the Salem Red Sox after yesterday. Angel Bastardo only went a third of an inning in his start for the Red Sox, so Encarnacion has already surpassed that mark, which is a good for him and very good for the Salem crew. Max Wagner now at the plate. The first pitch from Encarnacion will be right down the middle at 94 for a called strike. Salem Red Sox today going with their dark blue uniforms with the red lettering through the front and the red numbering on the back alongside their white baseball pants. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and misses low and away, and the count evens at 1-1. Also going back to the traditional Salem Red Sox ball cap, the dark blue cap with the red S on the front. Count even at 1-1. Here's the pitch from Encarnacion, and the breaking ball's in there for a called strike two. Meanwhile, the Delmarva Shorebirds shaking it up as well, going with their gray baseball uniform with the black numbering on the back and the black lettering in the front. Wagner swing and a miss, dropped by Machiavelli, but the throw down to Tyler Miller will be in time. So Encarnacion picks up his first strikeout of the night. It's a 1-2-3 inning to start things off, and we're going to get our first look at the Salem Red Sox offense when we come back after this.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Bottom half of the first inning is coming up next in our first look at the Salem Red Sox offense today. Let's get a look at their starting lineup. They'll be led off by third baseman number 9, Edison Paulino, followed by the right fielder and number 15, Eduardo Lopez. Shortstop number 19, Brandon Bonassi, bats third, while the second baseman number 23, Chase Mydroth, bats cleanup. First baseman number 14, Tyler Miller, bats fifth, while the catcher number 11, Daniel McElveny, bats sixth. The left fielder number 1, Keir Meredith, is seventh in the order. DHing tonight for the Red Sox is number 28, Brian Gonzalez, and the center fielder number 16, Carson Simas, will round out the order. Tonight's starting pitcher for the Delmarva Shorebirds is right-handed number 31, Connor Grady. 5-8 record on the season, a 5.94 ERA. Paulino up in the batter's box, pitches away, and this is sent foul down the third baseline, and out of play it goes. Last time Grady faced against the Salem Red Sox, it was on the road up in Delmarva. As the 0-1 pitch to Paulino, misses low for ball one. Allowed 3 runs over 5 innings and was given the losing decision. Just the 1 of 2 wins the Red Sox got on the road back in that early July series. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Paulino, put on the ground, a few hops into the backhand side of Willems, but he'll jog on down and touch first to get the inning's first outs. So a very similar way that the last inning started off, where you had Reed Trimble ground out to Tyler Miller, and here in the bottom half of the first inning, the leadoff batter in Paulino grounds out to the Shorebirds first baseman. So now it's time for the switch hitting right fielder, Eduardo Lopez. Good night last night for the Red Sox. Went 3 of 5. All 3 of them were singles as the first pitch misses low and inside for ball one. Led the team in base hits, led the team in RBIs with 3, and scored 3 runs as well. So good night for him. Returns to the number 2 spot in the order. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Lopez. This is sent on down the left field side, and this will hook foul into the grassy patch just between the Salem Red Sox bullpen and the seats along the third base side. 0-0 ball game between Delmarva and Salem. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and this one is in there for a called strike 2 just on the outside corner. We were mentioning Delmarva's uniforms before Max Wagner struck out. It's a gray baseball uniform with a black number on the back, with a black lettering through the front, alongside gray baseball pants. Lopez swings and misses, dropped by the catcher of Retzbach, but he assessed the tag on Lopez. We get the first punch out of the night for Grady. So two up and two down for the Delmarva right-handed pitcher. And he will now face Bringer Bonassi, the switch-hitting shortstop. Just like Lopez, we see Bonassi step into the left-handed batter's box in his first plate appearance of the day. Here's the pitch, and Bonassi swings and misses on a breaking ball at 85 with strike one. Take a look at the Delmarva defense today. Reed Trimble out in left field, Judd Fabian in center field. You have Dylan Beavers back out in right. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Bonassi, and this one's just upstairs, and the count evens at 1-1. Isaac De Leon moves from one corner to the other, as he's at third base today. Adam Crampton at shortstop. Noel Bert Romero at second base. Creed Willems at first. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and this one will catch the outside corner for a called strike 2. Adam Retzbach is behind the plate tonight. Did not start yesterday for the Delmarva Shorebirds, but is behind the dish on our Wednesday night matchup. Grady ahead in the count. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and this misses low and outside. And the count's even at 2-2. Still looking for our first base runner of the game as Encarnacion went 1-2-3 in the top half of the first inning. And so far, Grady is on that path as well. As here's the 2-2 pitch to Bonassi. Slow roller that starts fair, but will roll foul down the third base side before the third baseman Isaac De Leon could get to it. Well, Grady's last appearance for Delmarva, he was given a winning decision after 3 innings of work against the Caroline Mudcats on August the 11th. Gave up 4 hits, 1 earned run. Struck out only 1 batter, but was given the winning decision. Now Bonassi a chopper to Willems, and this time he'll toss it to Grady, who covers the bag in time for the third out of the inning. So a pair of 1-2-3 frames in the first inning of play. It's a 0-0 ball game as we work into the second here in Salem. Top of the second inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark, 0-0 ball game between the Shorebirds and the Red Sox as Dylan Beavers, Judd Fabian, and Isaac De Leon are all due up to face Juan Encarnacion. First pitch away to Beavers, and this one misses upstairs for ball one. Beavers returns to the cleanup spot today for Delmarva after a monster night, 2-4 with 3 RBIs and 4 runs for the Shorebirds in their 17-10 victory. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That's right down the middle, called strike one by our home plate umpire in Shea Graham. Just a strange Tuesday night in the Carolina League yesterday between these two sides as the 1-1 pitch misses low for ball two. Not only that, we had 27 combined runs in our contest, we also had about a 30-minute delay when the lights went out in the ballpark. Game didn't finish until after 11 p.m. yesterday, so just a big offensive night that went deep into it as the 2-1 pitch is into the zone for a called strike two. The count's now 2-2. Even count, and Encarnacion looking for a second punch out. He can't get it there as the fastball misses upstairs for ball three, and now it runs full. Dylan Beavers selected in the competitive balance A round of the 2022 MLB draft. The 3-2 pitch. Beavers puts us on the ground to the left side. Reaching out is Bonassi, and he can't get to it as we have our game's first base hit. It's Dylan Beavers on a grounding single that made its way out towards left field, and he leads off the second. So Beavers continues to hit the ball well against the Salem Red Sox, and that one wasn't the hardest hit ball he has hit this week, but it was a great place as Bonassi was playing a little bit over to the right side of the infield against the lefty Beavers and just pulled it the opposite way, and he was able to get aboard. So now we drop down to Judd Fabian, who was called for the first strike. Hit a home run out towards left field yesterday, also a double, a 3-4 night with 4 RBIs and 4 runs. Not bad start to single A ball to hit 750. That's what's displayed on the board out in right center field as the 0-1 pitch is missed upstairs and the count goes 1-1. Also was walked two times yesterday. Most of these Shorebirds batters got 6 plate appearances in last night's game. Salem is hoping that could be cut in half a great deal. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and that breaking ball will drop right in there for a called strike two. So 1-2 count with Beavers on at first base as Encarnacion looking to get that first out of the inning after leadoff single. Pickoff attempt at first, not in time as Miller's tag was just a little too late on the sliding Beavers. This middle of the order had a big part of last night's game and same 4-5-6, and they've already contributed as the 1-2 pitch is in there for a called strike two. Excuse me, strike three, I should say. 93 miles per hour on the fastball, and Encarnacion has his second punch out of the day. Fabian was probably expecting a little bit of a breaking ball action with the 1-2 count, but instead Encarnacion with that old reliable fastball, and now that's the 106th strikeout on the season for Encarnacion. So with one away, it's now Isaac De Leon, but first a pickoff attempt at first, and they nearly got the runner of Beavers. A great pickoff attempt, and Beavers was almost caught lacking out there at first base, and Miller's tag just a little bit too late as the left hand got in just in time for Beavers. So now we have our first pitch of the at-bat, and De Leon will watch it miss low for ball one. As he starts the at-bat with a fastball. De Leon, 2 doubles yesterday, a 3-5 night for the Shorebirds, 4 RBIs as well. Yeah, so this 4-5-6 part of the order combined for 11 RBIs yesterday. Now, De Leon shoots this out towards left field. Meredith moving back to the wall. He's looking up, and he makes the catch on the track for the second out of the inning. Beavers makes his way back towards first, and De Leon was about 3 feet away from opening up the scoring here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, but instead it just allowed second out in the second inning. So we remain scoreless, 0-0, as Adam Retzbach will make his first plate appearance of the series for the Delmarva Shorebirds. Beaver still on at first base, and now Encarnacion back with another pickoff attempt at first. A delayed call by Brian Laws, but he said he got in just in time. Rhett's back is a 14th round selection in the 2022 MLB draft, taking the 407th overall pick. As here's the first pitch of the at-bat, and Rhett's back will watch the breaking ball drop in for a called strike one. Played three games with the FCL Orioles before being bumped up to the single-A level. Pretty solid, 2 of 7 with 2 runs, 2 RBIs, 3 walks, and a stolen base. Down 0-1 in the count, pitch is away, and this one misses just inside at 92, and the count is even at 1-1. So Beaver starts off the inning with a nice single to the left side of the infield, and Encarnacion recovered well with a strikeout, and then was able to get that second out of the frame. Here's the 1-1 pitch back to the fastball, and this one misses back inside, and the count is read at 2-1. Perfect night for baseball here in Salem, and you can tell by the crowd coming out tonight. Good showing here on a Wednesday night. No clouds, sunshine, temperatures around the high 70s as Rhett's back fouls back the 2-1 pitch, and the count goes even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. The only thing that will make it more picture perfect is we see the Salem Red Sox stay in it today with the Delmarva Shorebirds. Last night we're playing behind for the majority of the game. Juice is wild now as Encarnacion instead will take a pickoff attempt at first. This one not as close as the last two as Beavers was on the bag with his feet standing up. So already has 2 pickoff attempts, and Beavers goes on the 2-2 pitch as misses low and inside for ball 3, and Beavers is easily in the second without a throw from Machiavelli. So McElveny just ate it up, saw the breaking ball, realized by the time he was able to get a throw down towards second, Beavers is already going to be there with ease. So we have our first runner in scoring position tonight in the form of Dylan Beavers, and the count is full as time is called by our home plate umpire. And now they're going to say that Juan Encarnacion didn't get into his windup fast enough. So it's Shea Graham that says it's infraction on Juan Encarnacion. So no payoff pitch. Instead, it's the first walk given up by Encarnacion tonight. I think that's the big thing about these infraction rules this year. Have been, you get the stage set for a payoff delivery that could end the inning, but instead you don't get in the windup fast enough, and the inning continues as Adam Crampton will swing on the first pitch and miss for strike one. It looked like for a moment there that Shea Graham was giving them the time and then walked off to the right a bit and pointed to his left wrist and told Rhett's back he was good to go as the 0-1 pitch as the slider misses away for ball one. And the count runs even. Crampton went 2 of 5 last night. Actually started off with a pair of doubles in the second and the third inning. 2 RBIs, 2 runs for the Shorebirds shortstop. 1-1 count, pitch is away, and this one will miss low and inside for ball 2. And the count runs at 2-1. Runners at first and second for Delmarva, trying to break through on the scoreboard yet again as Beavers occupy second and Crampton at first. 2-1 count, pitch is away, and the breaking ball is in there for a called strike two. Nice little off-speed changeup by Encarnacion, and now we go back to that Juices Wild with 2 balls, 2 strikes, and 2 outs. Salem trying to keep this one a scoreless game. And now Encarnacion steps and delivers, and Crampton will pop this up down the right field side. It'll make its way into the seats at around section 305. So we'll redo the 2-2 pitch. This time the runner stays as Crampton hits this one down. Nice backhand play by Paulino. Race to the bag at third, and Paulino wins. He gets his left foot right in before Beavers can slide his hands in, and that will bring an end to the top of the second inning. Delmarva strands 2 base runners as Encarnacion gets out of a little bit of a jam. We stay 0-0 with the middle of the Red Sox order due up next. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. After the Shorebirds got a little bit of offense rolling in the top half of the inning, but they cannot get the game's first run. So we go to the bottom of the second in a 0-0 score. Middle of the order as Chase Mydroth will take the first pitch low for ball number one. Mydroth, Tyler Miller, Daniel McIlvaney are all due up here in the bottom of the second against Connor Grady. 1-0 pitch on the way to Mydroth is missed again for ball two. A good start to the at-bat here for Mydroth, who looks to build off his 1-3 night for the Salem Red Sox yesterday. Picked up a single late in the contest. Here's a 2-0 pitch, and this one is taken by Mydroth, and it's in there for a called strike one off a nice little breaking ball. 278 on the year for Mydroth, and that is just his single A stats. A home run and two RBIs for Salem's number 23. Hard hit ball to the left side. It gets in between both infielders and out towards left field. And Chase Mydroth has the Salem Red Sox first base hit of the night. It's a leadoff single. So Mydroth, a hard enough pass. De Leon at third base. And just speedy enough a pass to reaching Adam Crampton at shortstop. So maybe that will spark up this offense as Tyler Miller, a left-handed batter, steps in. First pitch is taken on the outside for ball one. As Miller yesterday went 1-4 with an RBI and a run for the Red Sox. Got aboard with the single. The 1-0 pitch, big swing and a miss by Miller. He was thinking over the right field wall with that one. But instead it's in the glove of Retzbach for strike one. Even count at 1-1. Willems covering the bag at first as the breaking ball misses away for ball two. And now the count reached 2-1. Miller with 11 home runs this year for the Salem Red Sox with 46 RBIs. Great power hitter for Salem. Here's the 2-1. And he chops this one foul right by the Shorebirds on deck circle as the count evens at 2-2. You can't help but look at how similar these first few innings have gone today, because right after 1-2-3 innings in the first, the leadoff guys get the first hit of the game for both sides. Beavers with a single and Mydroth with his single as the 2-2 is missed low, but a better block is made by Retzbach to keep it in front of him and hold the runner of Mydroth at first. So Miller's patience has paid off as the count reads 3-2. Nobody away as the pitch is fired and Miller will swing and miss for strike three. And Connor Grady has his second punch out of the night. It gets the first out of the second on Tyler Miller. 0-0 ball game as the catcher number 11, Daniel McIlvaney, will make his way up to the batter's box. Our first look at McIlvaney in this series for the Red Sox after sitting out last night. A 120 batting average on the season. First pitch he sees, chopper down the third base side, wave foul as it bounces off the bar, and now Luke Mons has to jog on out into the infield and retrieve the foul ball. Certainly as a pro, gets the foul ball and still has time to make the base call out to Chase Mydroth at first base. And then he tosses it in the seats as McIlvaney swings and misses on the 0-1 breaking ball. As now Grady with a nice lead in the at-bat of the count read 0-2. Pitch is away, and this one misses low. Rhett's back loses it for a second, but he was able to pin it down with his left leg as the count goes to 1-2. The sixth-round pick of the 2021 MLB Draft. Got the call up to Salem about 2 weeks ago, and a swing and a miss. It's actually foul-tipped into the glove of Rhett's back, and it's back-to-back punch-outs for Connor Grady. Got Miller swinging, and then he does so against Daniel McIlvaney. So with two away, it's now time for Keir Merritt to come to the plate with two outs on the board in the 0-0 ball game. You still have Chase Mydroth at first base. Meredith went hitless last night, and he takes the first pitch low for ball one. Was able to score a run, though, in the contest, but the big stat about Meredith was he left five runners on base yesterday. Okay, if we're going to try to drop that number a bit. The 1-0 pitch misses low and outside for ball two, and Meredith with a nice start in his first plate appearance of the day. First base runner for the Red Sox, Mydroth at first, as the 2-0 pitch is taken by Meredith as the breaking ball slid right into the inside corner for a called strike one. But after the offense that we got to see yesterday, it's been the starters of Encarnacion and Grady have taken center stage. 2-1 pitch, Meredith, a high chopper. Took about two bounces to Willem's glove, but it got to it in time, and the tag was made before Meredith could get into first. So a leadoff single by Chase Mydroth, but he is stranded at first as it goes 1-2-3 by Connor Gray the rest of the way. We go into the third inning with the 0-0 score. When we come back, we'll take a look around the Carolina League. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, a 0-0 start as we enter the top of the third inning as the 1-2-9-1-2 part of the order is due up as Cree Williams is in the batter's box, and the first pitch he sees is a chopper down the first base side that goes foul for strike one. Williams making a series debut today for the Shorebirds. First baseman has stayed busy through the early going of the contest. Here's the 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss for strike two, as Encarnacion went with an off-speed. 170 batting average this season for Willems. Two home runs, 12 RBIs, and the 0-2 pitch is a fastball that misses upstairs for ball one. All right, so let's take a look around the Carolina League at some of these scores. The Fredericksburg Nationals lean the Lynchburg Hillcats 3-0 in the bottom of the fourth as Encarnacion fires a 1-2 pitch low for ball two. Nationals with the win last night over the Hillcats and looking strong in the first four innings as the 2-2 pitch is in there for a called strike three. Encarnacion has his third punch out of the night. It's his second to get the batter looking. And that is our first run through the order of the Delmarva Shorebirds. Only one base hit. It was by Dylan Beavers when he led off the second, and one walk given up to Adam Retzbach. As the first pitch is on the way, and Trimble will chop this foul down the third base side. Grounded out to Tyler Miller in his first plate appearance back in the first inning. Remember that walk by Adam Retzbach wasn't even a 3-2 count pitch that was missed by Encarnacion. It said it was an infraction called, but it goes down the same way in the book. 0-1 count as Encarnacion kicks and deals, and this is hit foul into the screen behind the plates. And quickly, Trimble is down 0-2 in the counts. Meanwhile, the Myrtle Beach Pelicans and Down East Ducks are looking very similar to us. 0-0 ball game, top of the fourth as the 0-2 pitch is hit up into the screen a little bit higher, but it stays within the field, so no souvenir for the fans sitting behind home plates. You can tell they were getting ready. Hear them talking about it down there. As the 0-2 pitch is missed low, could have missed by much with the off speed, but the count does go 1-2. Meanwhile, the Carolina Mudcats have struck the board first against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 1-0 lead in the bottom of the second. 1-2 pitch on the way, reaching out as Trimple straight back to the screen again, and will stay at 1-2. Mudcats could open up for a pretty big inning. They have the bases loaded with two outs in the frame. Charleston River Dogs, big win over Augusta last night. They lead 3-0 in the bottom of the second. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and this one misses low for ball two. And the count is now evened up. One more score to get you all. It's the Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Columbia Fireflies tied up at one apiece in the bottom of the third. 2-2 pitch by Encarnacion, and the breaking ball misses the outside corner for ball three. So a good start to the at-bat from Encarnacion, but he's let it slip away a bit. As Trimble has been able to fend off some foul balls. As the count goes 3-2, and this one is hit over to the right side. Mydroth is able to scoop it up, steps in, and throws it to Miller in time for the second out of the inning. So our attention is definitely focused in on a ballpark about an hour to our east with the Lynchburg Hillcats as they're playing the Fredericksburg Nationals then. With the Nationals winning last night and the Red Sox losing, a seven-game differential between these two sides. As the first pitch on the way to Romero drops into the zone for called strike one. So we're going to need the Hillcats to pull out some wins this week, and we got to do our part as well. The 0-1 pitch misses low and outside, and the count evens up at 1-1. Noelbert Romero popped up to Eduardo Lopez out in shallow right field in his first plate appearance back in the opening frame. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Romero hits it hard to the left side. It's scooped up by Paulino. Step in, throw to Miller, who reaches out and makes the grab for the third out of the inning. It's a 1-2-3 frame for the second time tonight by Juan Encarnacion. He gets the 9-1-2 part of the order. And when we come back, we'll get our look at the 8-9-1 part of the Salem Red Sox order. It's 0-0 Delmarva and Salem through 2.5. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's the bottom of the third inning, and it's a 0-0 score as Brian Gonzalez will lead things off against Connor Grady here in the third. First pitch is taken by Gonzalez, and it misses just upstairs for ball one. Gonzalez is making a series debut tonight at the designated hitter spot of the order. As the 1-0 pitch, a hard chopper to the left side. It gets past the shortstop and Crampton. And Brian Gonzalez leads off the inning with the base hit, second time in the row that the Red Sox are able to start off an inning with a leadoff single. It was Chase Mydroth in the second, and it's Brian Gonzalez here in the third. They weren't really able to capitalize on Mydroth's leadoff single in the second, so we'll see what the bottom hitter and Carson Simas is able to do with the top of the order. Two up as well. First pitch to Simas. It is missed inside for ball one, number one. Here's a really fun fact that Jim Fulton just came in the press box and told me during the break here in the middle of the third inning. The Red Sox pitchers have struck out 1,018 batters this season as Simas takes the 1-0 pitch low for ball two. Red Sox have also struck out 1,018 times as well. It's pretty, I call it like the solar eclipse of baseball right there, is that your pitching department has over 1,000 punch-outs on the season, but your team has suffered 1,000 strikeouts as the 2-0 pitch is missed high and upstairs for ball three, and Simas is looking very comfortable with a 3-0 count. Might stay like that for a little bit of time as the 3-0 pitch is in there for a called strike one. Simas watches the whole way. Can't really expect those numbers to really get too separated from each other unless you have a really cold offensive night or a really nice night on the mound. 3-1 pitch. Simas attacks it. Two hopper to De Leon, and it gets through out towards left field. Gonzalez will stay hustling as he rounds second and goes in the third. Simas in the second. And now two runners in scoring position for the Salem Red Sox with the top of the order coming up. We're going to wait about a second here to see how the official decision goes, but you have to expect an E5 on De Leon. But anyways, Carson Simas will take it as he makes another on-base appearance for the Salem Red Sox. Good start to the series for Simas. Went 2-5 last night, and he starts off with an on-base appearance today. Now Paulino lays a bunt down the first base side, and he's going to be safe at first. Gonzalez scores from third. Simas goes into third, and Paulino's bunt RBI single gives the Salem Red Sox a 1-0 lead. Well, that's a high IQ play from Edison Paulino. First pitch he saw it, he just laid it down the first base side, and Willems came off the bag to scoop it up. But Paulino's speed was able to beat out the fielder, and Willems as he was making his way back towards the bag. So it's the Red Sox who start off the offense tonight as the first pitch to Lopez is swung on and missed, and the 8-9-1 part of the order has broken through for Salem. An 0-1 pitch with runners on the corners as Lopez will chop this one foul by the Delmarva on deck circle. Lopez struck out swinging in his first at-bat in the first. So far this inning, a pair of singles by the Red Sox batters and a reach safely on an error committed by Isaac De Leon. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Lopez. High chopper towards the right side. Willems comes up and gets it. Throws it down to second. An absolute missile. And Adam Crampton gets the runner of Paulino. Simas scores from third. So it'll be a fielder's choice RBI for Eduardo Lopez, who is safe in the first. I mean, that was a heck of a throw from Creed Willems. That was a missile into the glove of Crampton, but they're able to get the quote-unquote lead runner. And Paulino is retired, so no Red Sox in scoring position, but Lopez does occupy first as Bonassi will take the first pitch low for ball one. Well, this Delmarva team has struggled this season with the errors. They lead the Carolina League with 186 errors coming into today's game as Bonassi sends this out towards center field. But guess who's right there? It's Judd Fabian, who makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Lopez will not tag up at first. You know, it's just been a bad year for Delmarva when your only category that you're first in is the errors. who now have 187. He got the 12th best fielding percentage in the Carolina League as well, as a pickoff attempt at first does not get Lopez in time. Actually, no call made from Brian Laws. He just watched it, but I suppose that the runner is safe into the bag. So now the first pitch on the way to Chase Mydroth, and it's swung on and foul tipped into the glove for strike one. Saying you're the 12th best in the league, though, means you are the worst in the Carolina League with a 95.1 fielding percentage. Here's the 0-1 pitch, a big swing by Mydroth, and it's in the glove of Retzbach for strike two. 1-0 lead for the Salem Red Sox in the bottom of the third. Got some early offense in the inning, but as of now, back-to-back outs committed by Connor Grady. Apologies, 2-0 is our score here at Salem. As the runner goes, as Mydroth will foul off the 0-2 pitch, and the count stays at what it is. Lopez did take off at first base, but will have to come back towards the bag. An 0-2 pitch is fired away, and this one misses low for ball one. So we saw Delmarva yesterday when they constructed 17 runs on the night. It was a big offense. Doubles, home runs, all over the place. But for Salem, so far today, it's been the small ball. Lopez goes, pitches low for ball two, throw down to second, and they get the runner in time. Rhett's back towards Romero, and the connection is made for the third out of the inning. But the Salem Red Sox find the scoreboard as they're on the board with two runs in the bottom half of the third inning. It's an early 2-0 lead for the Salem Red Sox. We go into the fourth right after this. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark as we enter the middle innings. Top of the fourth inning, the heart of the order coming up for the Delmarva Shorebirds with the DH Max Wagner, the right fielder Dylan Beavers, and the center fielder and Judd Fabian. First pitch on the way to Wagner is swung on and missed for strike one. Encarnacion enters the fourth inning with 50 pitches thrown with 30 strikes. He has three strikeouts tonight in his three innings as Wagner shoots the 0-1 pitch down the right field high, and it's just foul, as it just continued to trail on out of play, and it lands just to the right of that right field foul line. So Encarnacion dealing so far, trying to get a nice quality start here for the Red Sox. As we mentioned, he leads this Salem crew with 8 wins on the season. Here's the 0-2 pitch, check swing there from Wagner. He didn't go that much, though, as the pitch misses inside for ball one. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and Wagner will take it upstairs for ball two. We'll see how this middle part of the order is able to get things going for the Shorebirds, although Wagner struck out his last time up. First punch out of the day for Encarnacion, and now a check swing and will bloop over the netting down the first base side, make its way into the seats. But a good foul ball by Wagner keeps the at-bat at a 2-2 count. Base paths clear here in the start of the fourth inning. And here comes the kick in the deal by Encarnacion. It just misses inside, and some of the fans thinking that the pitch was in the zone for strike three, but instead the count goes 3-2 for Wagner. So here's the payoff pitch from Encarnacion. He will step and deliver. It's fouled back by Wagner into the screen, and the at-bat will continue. A nice eight-pitch at-bat to get the inning started. That's just the minimum, though. Driving up that pitch count for Juan Encarnacion. And let's see another 3-2 pitch. Encarnacion steps in, swing, and a miss by Wagner. And Encarnacion best Max Wagner once again for the second strikeout of the night against the Delmarva designated hitter. That is now four strikeouts on the night for Encarnacion, and it's a solid way to lead off the inning. Did so in the third when he struck out Creed Willems looking. So we'll see what's able to happen as that one was transcended into a 1-2-3 inning. So now Dylan Beavers at the plate. The first pitch is taken low and inside by the Delmarva right fielder for ball one. The only shorebird batter that was able to record a base hit so far in our first few innings of the contest. Now a ground ball hit towards the right side. Mydruff is there to scoop it up, and the throw over to first is in time for the second out of the inning. With that ground out, it is now six straight retired batters by Juan Encarnacion, which goes back till the second inning. And now we have Judd Phoebe at the plate, who struck out looking back in the second inning, an 0-1 start to the night. First pitch of the at-bat is fired away, and Fabian will get underneath it this one. He shoots it out towards right center field. Seamus working to his left, Lopez to his right. It eventually falls in the glove of Eduardo Lopez for out number three. Well, check this out. Another 1-2-3 inning by Juan Encarnacion. He's able to keep this a 2-0 Salem Red Sox lead as we go into the fourth. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Although Chase Mydruth was at the plate at the end of the third inning, he leads off the fourth as Eduardo Lopez was caught stealing. So we'll have the 4-5-6 part of the order against Connor Grady. And the first pitch by Mydruth is sent deep to left field. Looking up is going to be Trimble, and it lands just foul for a loud first strike of the at-bat. My goodness, Mydruth almost trying to add on to this 2-0 Salem Red Sox lead as both runs were picked up in the bottom of the third inning. And Juan Encarnacion is finding his groove through the first few innings of the game. He's making this Delmarva Shorebirds team look like the exact opposite of what we saw last night. 0-1 pitch on the way to Mydroth, and this misses low for ball one. Coming into this inning, Connor Grady had 49 pitches with 30 of them strikes, 3 innings of work, and 3 punch-outs as well. Very similar to Encarnacion's line as the 1-1 pitch is hit foul down the third base side. Mydroth had a single when he led off the second inning. That's as far as he went, though, at first base, as Miller, McElveny, and Meredith were all retired to close out the inning. 1-2 pitch to Mydroth, and this is sent foul into the screen, and the count stays at 1-2. A little breeze here at the ballpark blowing in as the 1-2 pitch is high and inside and almost gained a piece of him, and now it has. They say that ball hit Chase Mydroth. I don't know exactly where it got him in the body, but that is the leadoff runner aboard for the Salem Red Sox as a hit-by-pitch gives Mydroth his second on-base appearance of the day. Looks like Mydroth is okay as he's chuckling with first base coach K.O. Thomas at the bag. And I guess the Red Sox will take it however they can get it, as Tyler Miller will come to the plate with nobody out. The first pitch is low, but a good block made by Retzbach keeps it in front of him for the count to go 1-0. First time today that the pitcher, Connor Grady, has given up a hit-by-pitch. Hard hit ball to Williams at first base. Throws it down to second for one. Back over to first. They can't get the runner of Miller. They get the lead runner of Mydroth, as covering the bag at first was Connor Grady. And a catch was made from the shortstop's throw of Crampton. But Grady just never got a good footing on the bag at first. So Miller does reach safe. But one out is put on the board. Trying to be that 3-6-1 double play. And Willems has been busy at that first base spot as Tyler Miller will take off. Here comes the throw. One hops over the glove of Noelbert Romero out towards center field. Good protection given by Judd Fabian out in shallow center to hold Miller at second. But Tyler Miller moves into scoring position for the Red Sox with one away in the fourth. Good takeoff speed by Miller. Didn't take long as the pitch was low for ball one. So Daniel McElveny with a 1-0 count to get things here in the fourth. Here's the pitch away, and this one misses low. Good block made from Retzbach. As we've seen it here in this fourth inning, that Connor Grady has had a little difficulty of trying to hit the zone, and Retzbach has been busy behind the dish. McElveny struck out swinging back in the second inning, trying to get aboard for the first time today. Here's the 2-0 pitch. This is taken just outside for ball three. A nice 3-0 count to Daniel McElveny. Has him a solid lead against Grady. And here's the 3-0 pitch. This misses low and inside. And on four pitches, Daniel McElveny is walked to put runners at first and second base for Keir Meredith. One out here in the fourth inning. A 2-0 Salem Red Sox lead over the Delmarva Shorebirds as the Red Sox look to even up this six-game series after being defeated by 7 runs in last night's contest. The left-handed batter against the right-handed pitcher. First pitch by Meredith is swung on a miss on a breaking ball, and the count goes 0-1. Take a look at Grady. He has struggled in the early innings. His ERA in the second is at 8.44. In the third, it's a 9.90, as Meredith will foul tip the 0-1 pitch to make the count go 0-2. But if he's able to get through those innings, then he gets a little better through the fourth and the fifth. In the fourth frame, he has an ERA of a 3.12, and in the fifth, he's got 2.08 ERA. Would love a double play if you're the Delmarva pitcher. 0-2 pitch, and Meredith will foul this off the edge of the barrel. I think it's always funny when you take a look at pitchers and those numbers glare out to you. It's like, why does he have a tough time in the third innings compared to the fourth? has been a relief pitcher sometimes this year as well for Delmarva. Gets a start tonight for the Shorebirds. The 0-2 pitch to Meredith is blooped on out towards left field. It goes for a base hit. Miller gets the green light at second. He's going to come on home. The throw is a little bit wild off the glove of Retzbach. Now McElveny's coming towards home. And the pitcher can't get it. And the runner is safe. Keir Meredith drives in two runs. It gives the Salem Red Sox a 4-0 lead. And good luck to scorebook keepers out there right now on what to do, as a throw from Reed Trimble out in left field was a little wild towards home. It went off the glove of Retzbach, and a throw back towards home to get Daniel McElveny was covering was the pitcher of Connor Grady, and he was unable to handle the baseball, and by the time he got the tag down on the runner, he already lost the baseball. At that point, it was a scramble for the hands as Grady was trying to get the baseball, and McElveny was trying to touch home. The pitching coach and Joe Halmacher is coming out to talk with the pitcher and Connor Grady. Trying to see if we can get a replay here on MILB.TV to break down that last sequence of events. But right now, the stands 4-0 Salem over Delmarva, and Keir Meredith is currently at second base for the Red Sox. So Joe Halmacher, the pitching coach, coming on out trying to calm down Connor Grady. It's going to be ruled as a single for Meredith, you have to think, and a run comes home and Miller. And then after it hits off the glove of Retzbach, it gave the green light for McElveny at third base, and he sprint on home and a little mishandled by Connor Grady at home plate. Could not get the tag down in time. So now Brian Gonzalez at the plate. First pitch is swung on a miss. Here's a throw down the third, and it goes wild. Meredith gets right back up on his feet, and he comes home with ease. It's the Salem Red Sox 5. It's the Delmarva Shorebirds 0. And now it appears that the home plate umpire and Shea Graham is saying that Meredith has to get back on the base path. So I see it looks as if Gonzalez swung on and foul tipped the baseball. So Retzbach and the Shorebirds are bailed out of a missed throw by the catcher. And Meredith will have to get back towards the bag at second. Tough break there for Meredith and the Red Sox. They were almost on their way for a 5-0 lead, but instead it stays 4-0. 0-1 pitch to Gonzalez, and this one is missed low for ball one. Didn't get to see if it foul tipped or not off the swing of Gonzalez. Right after the pitch was thrown, I saw a swing by Gonzalez into the glove of Retzbach, and then a throw from Delmarva's number 12 down towards first. Or should I say third? Here's the 1-1 pitch. Gonzalez will shoot this up down the right field side. Should be playable for Beavers as he works towards the line. And he makes the catch in foul territory for the second out. And now here's a throw from Beavers. It will be cut off by the shortstop and Adam Crampton as Meredith gets in the third with ease. And with that, Gonzalez moves the base runner. And now Carson Simas has the stage set for him with two outs and a runner 90 feet away. Simas reached earlier in the game with an error committed by Isaac De Leon as he starts off his second plate appearance by taking a pitch low for ball one. A 1-0 count all the way to Simas, a swing and a foul tip, and the count evens up at 1-1. So we have the official summary of what happened earlier on this inning. Keir Meredith singles on a soft line drive. Tyler Middle scores, Daniel McElveny scores, and a throw error was committed by the left fielder and Reed Trimble as the 1-1 pitch is in there for a called strike two. And now Connor Grady has a count at 1-2. 2 away in the inning. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and this misses low for ball two. And the count evens up at 2-2. Well, last night was a wild game for its big-powered offense, but this one has been wild for its own things as well. scrambles for the baseballs at the plate as the 2-2 pitch to Simas is sent on out towards right field. Could be playable here for Williams as he's trying to track it down, but it lands one row up into the seats here on the first base side, and the count will remain even at 2-2. Bottom of the fourth inning, a 4-0 Salem Red Sox lead over the Delmarva Shorebirds. Red Sox playing much better baseball in this Wednesday night compared to yesterday. As the count reads 2-2, pitch on the way, Simas will pop this up down the first base side. Should be playable for Willems as this one will land actually on top of the dugout of the Delmarva Shorebirds. So two foul balls by Simas just getting out of play. And the Salem center fielder has another deuces wild pitch. Meredith at third base for the Red Sox. Here's the 2-2 pitch by Grady. Simas pops this one up, and it goes much more into the seats down that right field side. A 182 batting average on the season. He technically is 0-1 today after reaching safely on a fielding error by De Leon. 2-2 pitch. Simas swings at it in the dirt. It bounces into the glove of Rhett's back, and the throw is in time to Creed Williams at first to close off the inning. So Connor Grady will close off the inning with a strikeout, but the Salem Red Sox bring two runs across after a wild Keir Meredith single that turned into Tyler Miller and Daniel McElveny scoring from first base and second. It's now 4-0 Salem. We work to the fifth as Juan Encarnacion comes out for another inning of work. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Isaac De Leon, Adam Retzbach, and Adam Crampton are all due up for the Shorebirds as they trail the Red Sox 4-0. Encarnacion's first pitch is into the zone for a called strike one against De Leon. Back in the second inning, the third baseman hit a deep pop-up out towards left field as the 0-1 pitch is taken low and outside for ball one. But Meredith was right underneath of it, about 2 feet away from the wall out in left center field. Here's the 1-1 pitch to De Leon, and this one's chopped off his foot as he goes down grabbing that left ankle area after fouling off the 1-1 pitch. So the Delmarva third baseman got up, hobbling up a little bit. Looks as if he will stay in the at-bat, which is a great sign to see. Encarnacion entered this inning with 61 pitches thrown with 4 strikeouts and 4 innings of work under his belt. 1-2 pitch by De Leon. Check swing. The appeal down the line says he did not go. Brian Law standing at the first base foul line, right behind the bag. And the count goes 2-2. Here's the pitch from Encarnacion. That one is inside as it misses for ball 3. So the offense for Salem has been chugging along. 2 runs in the bottom of the third, 2 in the bottom of the fourth. And a little 4-0 lead over the Red Sox. 3-2 pitch. De Leon gets underneath of this one and shoots it up down the right field side, hooking out towards the seats, and it lands in the patio area down the right field side, and the count stays at 3-2. Well, Delmarva looking for their first base runner since the second inning. They might get it here. 3-2 pitch is taken by De Leon, and there it is on the slider by Encarnacion. De Leon did not bite on it, and he has given his first on-base appearance of the evening with the leadoff walk here in the fifth. Checking out the Salem Red Sox bullpen out in left field. Doesn't look as if there's much activity going on right now, so this might be Encarnacion's inning of work. And he will now face Adam Retzbach, who was walked in the second inning. So still without an official at-bat on the evening. 0-0 count, a long look here from Encarnacion, and he fires away at a fastball that's in there for a called strike one. When Retzbach was walked in the second inning, that came when an infraction was called on a 3-2 count as the 0-1 pitch by Retzbach is swung on a miss. Tried to fight back on the swing, but couldn't hold off on the high heat, and the count goes 0-2. Good position for Encarnacion to be in with a runner at first base. An 0-2 pitch, and Retzbach will put this one right back up the middle. Almost got a piece of Encarnacion, but it trickles out towards center field. And Adam Retzbach has the second hit on the night for Delmarva and the first base hit since the second inning. So a good start from the Delmarva offense in response to the 4-0 deficit that they are facing. And Adam Crampton will make his way to the plate, but after a little visit here from Nick Green, the pitching coach of the Salem Red Sox. Brandon Bonassi, the shortstop, and the catcher, Daniel McElveny, joining in on the discussion out at the rubber. Taking a look back in the Fredericksburg-Lynchburg score, 3-0 lead for the Nationals, as that game has worked into the bottom half of the seventh inning. Meanwhile, the Down East Ducks, they have struck first down in Kingston. A 2-0 lead over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. That game is in the top half of the sixth inning. So the little meeting has come to a close, and Encarnacion will now put his attention towards Adam Crampton as the first pitch. It's a breaking ball that is above knee level for strike one. Tying run for the Shorebirds is on deck, but you don't want to get this Delmarva team hot because we saw firsthand on what that can do. 0-1 pitch is shoot foul into the screen, and a nice position for Encarnacion again, as the count reached 0-2 to the Delmarva shortstop. Crampton grounded out to Edison Paulino in the second inning, which was then turned into a foot race between Beavers and Paulino at the bag at third. The 0-2 pitch, this one is a slow chopper right back up to Encarnacion. Backhand play, throw made down to first in time to get the runner of Crampton. De Leon works into third base, Retzbach goes into second, and now Delmarva has two runners in scoring position with one away, and Cree Williams is up next in the order. Encarnacion, being wise, didn't try to get any lead runners at second or third base. Went with the old reliable force out at first. Even though that does create this situation that Delmarva looks to strike first on the night. As the first pitch is taken by Creed Willems on a breaking ball that just caught the bottom half of the zone. Struck out looking in his leadoff spot in the third inning. As the 0-1 pitch to Willems is chopped back, foul, and the count goes 0-2. So right now, De Leon at third base, Retzbach at second. Those batters got on with the walk and a single respectively. Another 0-2 count. Encarnacion fires away. Willems pops this one up. If this is playable, this will be a big out, but I believe it's going to go about four rows up on the third base side and out of play. So Willems will live to see another pitch. Twelve RBIs on the season for the Shorebirds. A chance here to raise that total up a bit. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Willems, and this is hit out towards center field. The question is, will it be deep enough as Simas makes his way out towards left center field? Catch is made. Here comes the throw from Simas. He goes straight towards third as De Leon tags up from third and scores while Crampton holds at the bag at second. Delmarva has now added a run to their name. It stays 4-1 Salem Red Sox. So there is the 13th RBI in the season for Creed Willems as he drives in Isaac De Leon, and that gets Delmarva their first run of the night, although the Salem Red Sox still hold on to this 3-run lead. Top of the order, though, coming up for the Shorebirds, it's Reed Trimble at the plates, and the first pitch he sees, he will hit this one, a blooper over Bonassi's glove. Coming from second base is Adam Retzbach, and he will score to make this a 4-2 ball game. In his first base hit of the night, Reed Trimble drives in a run, and now it's 4-2 Salem. So Trimble comes away. First pitch he saw went opposite field on it, and we did see Brian Bonassi make a spectacular grab in the last homestand against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, but couldn't come down with the grab here tonight. So with that Trimble single, he's now 1-3, and now it's time for Romero. First pitch he sees, a ground ball down the third base side. Backhand throw made towards Miller. He got brought off the bag, but the tag made in time for the third out of the inning. So the Salem Red Sox get out of the frame as they strand one base runner and re-Trimble. But the Shorebirds add two to their name. It's now a 4-2 ball game after Delmarva cuts the deficit in half. When we come back, it's going to be the top of the order for the Salem Red Sox. We welcome you back to Salem, Virginia, a 4-2 Red Sox lead over the Shorebirds as the offense is slowly starting to pick up here as we are in the middle innings of this contest. Delmarva cuts their 4-run deficit in half with a 2-run top of the fifth inning as the Red Sox look to try to build up that lead once again with the top of the order coming up. First pitch is on the way to Edison Paulino, and it's in there for a called strike one. Dylan Hyde is the new pitcher in for the Shorebirds as the day has come to a close for Connor Grady. An 0-1 pitch coming up for Paulino. Pitch is on the way, and this is fouled back towards the screen as the count goes 0-2. We'll take one more look at Connor Grady's night for the Shorebirds. Four innings of work where he gave up four base hits and three earned runs, walked one Red Sox batter, and struck out four. 0-2 count on the way to Paulino, and this pitch will be taken inside for ball one. Well, let's go Red Sox chant breaking out in the seats here in Cridland Clinic Field. Enjoying a nice 4-2 lead over their North Division foe. 1-2 count, pitch on the way. Paulino reaches out, a two bouncer to the shortstop of Crampton, backhand glove, and makes a throw down towards Willems in time for the opening out of the inning. Let's take a look at what Dylan Hyde has done this season for the Delmarva Shorebirds. Star of the year down at the FCL level, but made the promotion up here towards Delmarva. 2-2 win-loss record with an ERA of a 4.13. In his 28 and one-thirds innings of work, he's given up 23 hits and 13 earned runs. His next batter is the switch-hitting right fielder, Eduardo Lopez. He takes a left-handed batter's box and watches the first pitch miss upstairs for ball one. 17 walks given up, 38 strikeouts on the season. Anytime you have a ratio about above 2-1, it's pretty solid. As the 1-0 pitch to Lopez is belted out towards right center field, but moving back is going to be Fabian, who makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Good stride by Judd Fabian to track that one down, and now Eduardo Lopez drops to 0-3 on the night. His first ever full-season minor league win came against the Salem Red Sox side. Speaking about Dylan Hyde, three innings of work back on the 4th of July, gave up only two hits and one earned run in a Delmarva 4-3 win. He now faces the switch-hitting shortstop in Brandon Bonassi, who takes the first pitch for strike one. 0-2 night for Bringer Bonassi. Hit his first home run at home in last night's 17-10 defeat. As the 0-1 pitch to Bonassi is a swing that started off strong, tried to slow up on it, and just continued the rest of the way for strike two. A good month of July for Dylan Hyde. Had a 2-0 record in the 16 innings of work. At a 2.25 ERA, and the 0-2 pitch is missed low and inside as the count goes 1-2. That talks about improving on an ERA that was a 10.13 in June. 3.86 through the first half of August. And here's the 1-2 pitch to Bonassi, a fastball that misses upstairs, and the count's even at 2-2. Eleventh round selection of the 2021 MLB draft went to Pitt Johnstown. And here's the Deuces Wild pitch to Bonassi. This is popped up down the third base side and into the seats it goes, as we'll sit at 2-2. His first two appearances were tough for Hyde, given losing decisions at both of those against the Hillcats and the Nationals, but since then has not been given a losing decision. 2-2 pitch, and the fastball drives upstairs, and it misses for ball three. That includes seven appearances. Here's the full count pitch to Bonassi, and this one is hit out towards right center field, looking like it might be extra bases, but guess who's there again? It's Judd Fabian, who makes the grab. Second straight time, the center fielder comes down with it, and it's a 1-2-3 inning by Dylan Hyde. Good job out of the bullpen by him. It stays 4-2 Salem. We work to the 6 here at Salem. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's the top of the sixth inning, and it's a 4-2 Salem Red Sox lead over the Delmarva Shorebirds. It's the heart of the order with Max Wagner, Dylan Beavers, and Judd Fabian due up for Delmarva. And they'll take on the right-handed pitcher and Graham Hoffman. First pitch is fired away, and this pitch is missed upstairs for ball one. And with Graham Hoffman coming in, it's a numerical battle as number 38 of the Salem Red Sox pitches to number 38 of the Delmarva Shorebirds. It's a 1-0 count as Hoffman steps in. Wagner will put a bouncer towards the left side of the infield. Nice backhand play by Bonassi and an absolute missile to Tyler Miller in time for the first out of the inning. So good news, number 38 of Salem wins that battle and gets the opening out to bring Dylan Beavers up to the plate. Checking out Graham Hoffman's stats this season, he has made 20 prior appearances and has a 2-1 win-loss record, an ERA of a 3.58 on the season throughout his 27 and two-thirds innings of work. He will now face a left-handed batter in Dylan Beavers, and the first pitch is chopped down the third base side. Stays fair, Paulino grabs it up, throw to Miller, reaching out, can't get the runner in time. It's an infield single for Dylan Beavers, and he's the first base runner for the Shorebirds here in the sixth. And Paulino had to work out to his right side and got a good glove of it, fired it across his body to Miller, who actually had a nice lunge at the other corner. But trying to beat out that throw is tough for Beavers as well, but he was able to make slight work of it. And it brings the tying run to the plate in the form of Judd Fabian. One out on the board in this 4-2 Salem Red Sox lead, as the first pitch to Fabian misses upstairs for ball one. A little bit more on what Hoffman has done this season. He has allowed 23 base hits and 11 earned runs. Only has walked 14 batters and has struck out 31 in this calendar year. Here's the 1-0 pitch by Hoffman. Swinging and missing on that breaking ball is Judd Fabian to even the count at one apiece. Hoffman also has a nice opponent's batting average number of a 217. Much better than the team average of a 247 throughout the season. 1-1 count, pitch is fired away, and this one misses low and outside for ball two. And the count now runs at two balls and one strike. Beavers occupies first base after his infield single, 2 of 3 of the night for the cleanup hitter. And now throw back to first base is not in time. Oh, so close to get the runner at first, as when Graham Hoffman made that throw to Miller at first, Beaver was already starting that move away from the bag. Thought for sure that Hoffman was going to get it there in time, but that just shows Beaver's range at first. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Fabian. This is roped down the left field line. Meredith reaching up, can't make the catch. It bounces off the wall. Beavers turns at second. Hill halts at third. Going into second is going to be Judd Fabian for his first base hit of the night. It is a one-out double, and this brings up Isaac De Leon with the tying run in scoring position. So Delmarva slowly scratching away at this deficit and have made it interesting here in the sixth inning, as Hoffman has given up back-to-back base hits, and De Leon had a two-double night for the Delmarva Shorebirds yesterday with four RBIs on three hits. And another big opportunity for Delmarva 17 as the first pitch misses upstairs for ball one. So Beavers at third base, Judd Fabian at second. And hit to the outfield will most likely tie up this ball game. Here's the 1-0 pitch. De Leon swinging and missing on the breaking ball at 87. And that's good enough to even the count at one apiece. Quiet start for the Shorebirds, but in these last two innings, they have gone back to that form that we saw yesterday as a 1-1 fastball locks up De Leon for a called strike two. If Hoffman is able to replicate what Encarnacion did, getting early leads in the at-bats, he can get out of this. As the 1-2 pitch is swung on and miss, it's gloved by McElveny behind the plate, and Hoffman has his first punch out of the night, and it probably could not have come at a bigger time to retire De Leon, put two outs on the board, and bring Adam Retzbach to the plate. good night for Adam Retzbach to get a bit on base. He is 2 of 2 for on-base appearances tonight, 1 and 1 on the game, as he picked up a single back in the fifth inning. Same position, though, for both runners as the first pitch is missed low. It got off the glove of McElveny, but not far enough from the Salem catcher to bring home Beavers. Big awareness there for McElveny. And Adam Retzbach enjoying a nice 1.000 batting average with his 1-1 start to single-A ball. 1-0 is the count. Pitch is away, and it's taken for strike one. Hoffman utilizing his off-speed delivery in these last few at-bats. And you got to switch it up after giving up back-to-back base hits. 1-1 pitch, a swing and a miss on another breaking ball, and the count now goes 1-2. So Hoffman now has the advantage in the at-bat, but he's one pitch away from getting out of this jam. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and it misses upstairs at 92 for ball two. 4-2, Salem Red Sox lead, two runners on the base paths, both in scoring position. You have Beavers at third base, and at second, you have the runner and Fabian. Deuce's wild pitch is away, and the breaking ball misses low for ball three. And now we have a payoff pitch coming on up. Adam Crampton is on deck for the Shorebirds if the inning is able to continue after the batter of Retzbach. Here's the full count pitch. A swing and a miss. Strike three. Two big punch outs by Graham Hoffman to get through the sixth inning. He strands two Delmarva base runners in scoring position, and he keeps this a 4-2 Salem Red Sox lead. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, a 4-2 lead for the Red Sox, and what a jam that Graham Hoffman just got out of in the top of the sixth inning. So they get through that top half of the sixth. Now the question is, can that offense pick back up after being shut out in the bottom of the fifth? Well, they have the middle part of the order going against Dylan Hyde, and the first pitch on the way to Chase Mydroth is outside for ball one. Good start tonight for Dylan Hyde. Went 1-2-3 in the bottom half of the fifth inning. And here's the 1-0 pitch. It is taken low and outside by Mydroth for ball two. Pretty good time to give you guys an update around the Boston Red Sox organization and check out the three other minor league teams on how they performed on Wednesday, as Mydroth will hold on a 2-0 pitch. Started the swing, was able to muscle it back just enough for the count to go 3-0. The AAA Worcester Red Sox picked up a 2-1 win over the Rochester Red Wings as Mydroth will take the 3-0 pitch upstairs for ball four. So a good start here for Mydroth, who has led off all three innings in which he has come to the plate, and in all three of them, Mydroth has reached safe. A single back in the second, a hit by pitch in the fourth, and now a four-pitch walk to lead off the sixth. Yeah, but checking in with Wooster, a nice 2-1 pitchers duel win. With that result, they're able to revenge after their 4-1 loss yesterday as Tyler Miller shoots the first pitch up down the left field side. Coming over is Trimble, who makes the catch for the first out of the inning. And making his way back towards the bag at first is Chase Mydroth. So the tough night continues for Tyler Miller as he now drops 0-3 to start off the night. Daniel McElveny looks to get aboard for the second straight time today as he was walked back in the fourth. One out in the inning, 4-2 Salem lead, and the first pitch is taken upstairs by McElveny for ball one. Looking at the Double-A Portland Sea Dogs, they trail the Hartford, I'm assuming the Reading Fighting Phils, 3-2. As a pickoff attempt back at first is not in time as Willem's tag does not come in before Mydroth slides in safe. But the Sea Dogs have their work cut out for them, down by one run in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Portland on the road this week for a six-game series. Were defeated 8-2 last night by Reading. Here's the 1-0 pitch to McElveny, and that's in the zone for a called strike one. Obviously, the big theme for the Portland Sea Dogs this season is trying to secure that spot for the playoffs. Currently have a half-game lead over the Somerset Patriots in the Eastern League Northeast Division as McElveny takes a 1-1 pitch for a called strike two on the outside corner. Remember, Somerset won that first half of the division race, the first half division title, so it's pretty much like a 3.5-game lead over the Hartford Yardgoats, who sit 20-19 the second half, while the Sea Dogs are 24-16, as McElveny will go down on a called strike three, a fastball at 91 miles per hour by Dylan Hyde, puts two outs up on the board here in the sixth. So Keir Merritt, a 1-of-2 night. Last time he was at the plate, all chaos broke loose here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. It eventually scored two runs to give the Salem Red Sox a nice 4-0 cushion. And the first pitch taken by the Salem left fielder is low for ball one. And meanwhile, the last team we're going to check up on is the High A Greenfield Drive. That lead 4-1 over the Bowling Green Hot Rods. On the road this week as well, as the 1-0 pitch is right down the middle for a called strike one. Greenville with a nice 7-5 win yesterday. Blaze Jordan went yard for his third home run of the season. Started off his High A career with two home runs in his opening nights. 1-1 pitch to Merritt. He will send this opposite field down the left field line and will just hook foul. Land just in front of the Salem Red Sox bullpen out in left field. And with that foul ball, the count goes 1-2 for Meredith. And, of course, our battle right here. The Salem Red Sox lead the Delmarva Shorebirds 4-2. Fun fact, the parent clubs are actually going to meet this weekend between the Boston Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Should be a great four-game series. As the 1-2 pitch of Meredith is chopped down the first baseline, it will roll foul and out of play, and Cree Williams is able to toss a free souvenir to a fan down the first baseline. Found out today that actually the series finale will be the annual Little League World Series Classic, played in Williamsport for ESPN Sunday Night Baseball. That's always really one of those cool events that Major League Baseball puts together. 1-2 pitch to Merritt. This is roped down the right field line. It will go for a base hit. Moving from first in the third is going to be Chase Mydroth. And the second goes Keir Meredith. It's his first extra base knock of the night. And it puts two runners in scoring position here in the sixth. Back-to-back base hits for the Salem Red Sox left fielder. And it sets the stage for Brian Gonzalez. An opportunity for Salem's designated hitter, who already has a base hit tonight, to get aboard once again and try to gain some advantage for the Red Sox in this 4-2 lead. Dylan Hyde's first pitch to Gonzalez is way upstairs as Gonzalez ducks on it for ball one. Fifth base hit of the night for the Red Sox, and Meredith owns 40% of them. A single in the fourth and a double in the sixth. Gonzalez has one as well. And the other runner on the base path, Chase Meidrith, has one as well. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Gonzalez. Misses low and outside. And a nice 2-0 start for Gonzalez at the plate. The only other base hit that we haven't mentioned, it's Edison Paulino's single that came back in the third. 2-0 count. Pitches away. Big swing by Gonzalez. Tried to catch up with that 91-mile-per-hour fastball, but he fanned on it for strike one. That Keir Meredith double is good enough for his fourth on the season, and he's just been racking up extra base hits over this last week. 2-1 pitch to Gonzalez, and that's taken low for ball three, and so a hitter's pitch is set up here for Brian Gonzalez. We mentioned yesterday, but Keir Meredith got that solo home run against the Kannapolis Cannonballers on Saturday night in their 7-0 win. First of his professional career. Now a 3-1 pitch on the way to Gonzalez. This misses outside for ball four. And on five pitches, Brian Gonzalez is walked. And now it's time for Carson Simas. Bases loaded, two outs in the bottom of the sixth. And ever so often in baseball, you have at-bats that you feel as if could just change the game. And I think we have one of those right now, ladies and gentlemen. With the bases fully loaded, the Salem Red Sox up 4-2. And Simas stepping into the batter's box. First pitch is fouled off into the screen for strike one. Now Simas has kind of seen a jump in his play this week against Delmarva. A two-hit night last night. Got aboard with an error committed by Isaac De Leon at third earlier today. But was struck out in his last at-bat. 0-1 pitch misses low and outside. And the count's even at one ball and one strike. Not to mention the night and day difference between Dylan Hyde in the fifth inning and the sixth inning. Went 1-2-3 in the previous inning, but has had his trouble here in the sixth. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and that one just misses outside for ball two. Taking a look at Dylan Hyde, we talked about earlier about Carson Grady's ERAs by innings. That's a pretty good sixth inning. Only a 3.00 ERA. His fifth inning is a little bit worse with a 5.40. 2-1 count. Here's the pitch to Simas, and this misses low and away for ball three. And now the pressure builds up for Hyde. You got to throw something in the zone now. And Carson Simas knows that for sure with the hitter's pitch coming up. Here's the 3-1. Simas will take it the whole way. And it misses for ball four. Simas is walked. It drives in a run. Chase Meidrath comes across to score. And the Salem Red Sox extend their lead. It's now 5-2 over the Shorebirds. Make that three straight batters to get aboard for the Salem Red Sox. Back-to-back batters to be walked. And with the top of the order coming up, Edison Paulino could definitely do some damage with this already three-run edge. Hyde has done significantly better against right-handed pitchers this season. With a batting average of only a 122, he got back-to-back right-handed batters, but wasn't able to get them out as Paulino's first pitch is roped out towards right field. This will be a base hit as Keir Meredith scores. An RBI single for Paulino. Stopping at third is Gonzalez. Simas will hold at second. And it's now a 6-2 Salem Red Sox lead. In his first battle against Dylan Hyde, Edison Paulino grounded out to the shortstop of Crampton, but the very first pitch he sees in the sixth, he sends it right over the head of Romero at second. So back to that four-run lead for the Red Sox as Hyde fires a first pitch strike on the way to Eduardo Lopez. Stepping in the left-handed batter's box, an 0-3 night so far. So you think that Salem's number 15 is due here for a big at-bat. Here's the 0-1 pitch. This one misses low. Good block made from Retzbach behind the plate. And a whole lot of twos up here on the scoreboard at Krillin Clinic Field. Two runs by Salem in the bottom of the third, as well as the bottom of the fourth. And most recently here in the bottom of the sixth. Although something could change here. 1-1 pitch to Lopez. Fastball right down the middle at 91 to make the count go 1-2. Gonzalez at third base. Simas at second. Paulino at first. It's been four straight Red Sox batters to have reached safely here in the sixth. Time is called by our home plate umpire in Shea Graham. Called by the batter in Eduardo Lopez. 239 batting average this season with 20 RBIs and 4 home runs. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Lopez, and it got him looking for a called strike three. Fastball at 93 miles per hour. And even the pitcher and Dylan Hyde didn't know that was out number three. That's how long that inning was. And the Salem Red Sox leave the bases loaded. They make up for that two runs they gave up in the top half of the fifth to make it a 6-2 lead. But you have to think about, was there more in the tank for the Red Sox as we go into the seventh? Anyways, it's Salem 6-2. Graham Hoffman coming up for another inning of work right after this. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Top of the seventh inning, a 6-2 Salem Red Sox lead over the Delmarva Shorebirds as Graham Hoffman, after a suspenseful sixth inning, will start off the seventh by firing a pitch upstairs for ball one against the batter in Adam Crampton. The 8-9-1 part of the order for the Shorebirds as they try to come back from this four-run deficit. As the 1-0 pitch is sent out towards right center field, Simas coming in. Lopez calling him off, though, and making the catch for the opening out of the inning. Now 0-3 on the night for the Delmarva shortstop. And now we see Creed Willems, who drove in a run his last time up with the sacrifice fly to Carson Simas. Other than that, he struck out looking back in the third. Left-handed batter against the right-handed pitcher as the at-bat will start off with a pitch upstairs for ball one. Two runs added by the Red Sox in the bottom of the sixth, and much-needed offense as the 1-0 pitch by Willems is fouled off the end of the barrel for strike one. Because in the top half of the sixth inning, Graham Hoffman gave a back-to-back base hits to Dylan Beavers and Judd Fabian. And they had two runners in scoring position with only one out. But Hoffman was able to secure back-to-back strikeouts and close off the inning, as Willems will foul off the 1-1 pitch into the netting, and the count goes to 1-2. But you have to think of De Leon or Retzbach makes a little bit of contact there. It probably ties up the game, and it changes the whole momentum of tonight's game. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Willems swing, going to miss strike three. Speaking of punch-outs, it's Graham Hoffman getting his third of the night as he retires. Willems at the plate. And now Delmarva will bring the top of the order up towards the plate with Reed Trimble. Last time up, the left-handed hitter recorded his first hit of the night. A single out towards opposite field. He was able to score. Adam Retzbach making it that 4-2 score. Now with the base paths clear, showing bunt as the first pitch is fouled off for strike one. Trimble, a .238 hitter on the season with 5 RBIs. No home runs for the Delmarva left fielder as the 0-1 pitch is missed upstairs for ball one. So far tonight, 1-3 for Delmarva's number 9 after a pair of groundouts in the first and the third came away with that base hit. And an even count of 1-1. Pitch is away, and this one misses upstairs for ball two. Red Sox sit 20-22 in the second half of the Carolina League North Division as the 2-1 pitch is fouled off by Trimble, and it may have banged off his left foot as he grimaces in some pain in the batter's box and now steps away for a breather. Look at Hoffman locked in, though, ready for a Juice's wild pitch, trying to construct a 1-2-3 inning here in the top of the seventh. Trimble back in the batter's box now. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Hard hit ball to Chopper down the first base side, and it sounded like he busted his barrel. So Trimble is going to make his way down towards the first base dugout and get a new bat for another 2-2 pitch. Taking a look at a final score in the Carolina lead, the Fredericksburg Nationals have defeated the Lynchburg Hillcats 3-1. A big win for the Nationals to take game two of their 6-game series against the Hillcats. And now 7.5-game lead over the Salem Red Sox. 2-2 pitch to Trimble. It is swung on and dropped by McElveny. Trimble didn't start running down towards first because he didn't notice that McElveny dropped the baseball. But the Salem catcher is able to throw it down to Tyler Miller in time to put together the fourth strikeout of the night for Graham Hoffman. It stays Salem 6, Delmarva 2. Everybody get up and stretch a bit as we enter the middle of the seventh here in Salem. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. We're all hoping, stretched and ready to go for the rest of this contest as the Salem Red Sox lead 6-2 over the Delmarva Shorebirds as the switch hitting shortstop Brandon Bonassi takes the first pitch inside for ball one. Dylan Hyde out for another inning of work. After two innings of pitching, he has gotten two strikeouts on 42 pitches as Bonassi pops up the 1-0 pitch, and it sends it down the left field line and out of play for strike one. Well, today, late last night at 11 p.m., MLB Pipeline updated their top 100 prospect list, and the 1-1 pitch of Bonassi is swung on a miss for strike two. But when they update that, they also update the top 30 for each organization across MLB. And I was checking it out today to see the top 30 and trying to see some former or current 2022 Salem Red Sox players who have made the list as Bonassi drives a 1-2 pitch out of play down the left field line. Well, the top one is shortstop Marcelo Meyer, who is now at High A Greenville, moved up one spot from number 9 to number 8 on the overall prospect list, as the 1-2 pitch to Bonassi is taken upstairs for ball two. Current Salem Red Sox players, infield and outfielder Edison Paulino, ranks at number 14 in the top 30 of the Boston Red Sox organization, as the 2-2 pitch to Bonassi is taken upstairs for ball three. Right-handed pitcher Wykelmyn Gonzalez comes in at number 15 on the list, and the person at the plate right now, and Brandon Bonassi at number 17, listed as second baseman and shortstop on the MLB Pipeline list, as Bonassi takes the 3-2 pitch low for ball four, and Bonassi finally gets his first on-base appearance as it comes here in the seventh inning. Another leadoff batter to reach safely for the Salem Red Sox. This is the seventh inning, folks, and they were able to do so in the second, in the third, in the fourth, in the sixth, and now in the seventh. That is five of the last six innings as Chase Mydroth will take the first pitch outside for ball one. 6-2 ball game. The Red Sox lead the Shorebirds. Nobody retired just yet here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Bonassi gets on with a leadoff walk. And here's the 1-0 pitch to Mydroth. 1-1 night for the Salem second baseman as it is taken low and outside for ball two. But he has reached base safely in each one of his plate appearances after getting hit by a pitch in the fourth. And he led off the sixth with the walk. Here's the 2-0 pitch to Mydroth, and that is in there for a called strike one. Back to the list that we were talking about earlier. Meanwhile, graduated Salem Red Sox players who have also made the jump up to High A Greenville include third baseman / first baseman Blaze Jordan, who rounds out the top 10, the number 10 spot. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Mydroth. Hard hit ball on the left side. Gets past DeLeon. Crampton can't field on the backhand glove. And taking off towards third is Brandon Bonassi. He slides in safe. A little collision with Isaac DeLeon at the bag. But Crampton never got a throw off towards the corner infielder. And so, coming up with Tyler Miller, it's going to be runners on the corners with Bonassi at third and Mydroth at first. Don't know how that's going to be ruled as. And it's going to be an infield single for Chase Mydroth. So he now goes 2-of-2 on the night. And the Delmarva Shorebirds have had a tough time of retiring the cleanup hitter. Fourth round pick in the 2022 MLB draft. Just keeps on finding ways to get aboard. And Tyler Miller, the left-handed hitter, will have a chance to extend the Salem Red Sox lead. Trying to get aboard for the first time today as he fouls off the first pitch straight back for strike one. Alongside Marcelo Meyer and Blaze Jordan, the players that are in that top 30 list who play at the Greenville Drive include catcher Nathan Hickey, who comes in at number 20, and first baseman Nico Cavadas, who's at number 22. 0-1 pitch to Miller, and this is hit well down the first base side, just foul. And that will bring the count to 0-2. It started off fair, and Willems reached up for it, but by the time it got towards the bag in the air, it already has headed right of it, according to our home plate umpire and Shea Graham. So Miller down 0-2 in the count with nobody retired just yet. Here's the pitch away, and a swing and a miss by Miller for strike three, his second time that he has struck out swinging at the plate. It brings up the first out of the inning. And Daniel McElveny will now be asked to drive in a few runs here for the Red Sox. Two more names I want to mention that were on that top 30 list were pitchers that were here at Salem through rehab assignments. That includes right-handed pitcher Brian Mata, who comes in number 7 on the list, as Daniel McElveny shoots up the first pitch foul down the right field side as it makes its way out of play. And the second one is right-handed pitcher Thad Ward. Had 2 starts for the Salem Red Sox earlier this season, both coming against the Kannapolis Cannonballers in mid-July. Mata's, though, came much earlier in the season against the Columbia Fireflies in June, as Daniel McElveny takes the 0-1 pitch for a called strike 2. So in the bottom of the 6th inning, the Salem Red Sox had the bases loaded with 2 outs, and they were able to bring in a few runs off of walks, but they stranded them loaded as Daniel McElveny checks swing, and the appeal says he doesn't go. Brian Laws bails out Daniel McElveny, who is standing just to the right of the pitcher's mound. But you go back to that 6th inning, and I mentioned, does the Salem Red Sox, are they going to have an opportunity to build in some of these runs, or is going to come back and bite them? As Daniel McElveny, it takes the called strike 3, a nice breaking ball delivered by Dylan Hyde. It gets his 4th punch out of the night. Back-to-back Ks, this time against McElveny, looking for there to be 2 outs on the board. So Salem stranded 3 base runners at the end of the 6th inning, and now they're in jeopardy of stranding yet another base runner in scoring position. And Brainerd Bonassi, first pitch to Merritt, will miss inside for ball 1. But this is the player you want to play if you're the Salem Red Sox, and Keir Meredith. Good night already. 2 of 3 for the Red Sox. The left fielder has recorded base hits in his last 2 at-bats. A single in the 4th and a double here in the 6th. He takes the 1-0 pitch, and it's in there for a called strike 1. So far today, the Salem Red Sox have left 5 runners on the base paths, while the Delmarva Shorebirds have left the same amount. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Meredith that is inside for ball 2. 6-2 lead for the Salem Red Sox. So it's not like they're fighting from behind and straining these base runners, but they do have opportunities to pretty much put this game away if they're able to convert. 2-1 pitch is fired away. Meredith swings and misses on a fastball at 90 miles per hour upstairs. And the count runs even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So we have juices wild for Keir Meredith. Runners on the corners. Bonassi at third base. Mydroth at first. Dylan Hyde will step in and fire. Runner takes off towards second. And Chase Mydroth will get in without a throw from Adam Rutschbach. And that was a very veteran move made from the Delmarva catcher. He double-clutched a throw down to second and realized, wait, if I go down there, Brandon Bonassi is going to take off at third. So he eats it up at a 3-2 count to Meredith. Bloop hit up towards the middle, played by Crampton. Throw over to first is in time to get Meredith. Keir Meredith could not get enough spin on that baseball to cause Adam Crampton at shortstop to be confused. And the Salem Red Sox will strand 2 base runners in the bottom of the 7th. They still hold on to a 6-2 lead. But a new pitcher is going to come in for the Salem Red Sox as we enter the 8th at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. A 6-2 lead for the Salem Red Sox over the Delmarva Shorebirds. As coming up for Delmarva, it's the 2-3-4 part of the order, and they'll face against Adenis Bautista. It's been a good pitching day so far for the Red Sox. Graham Hoffman was able to get through two big innings for the Red Sox, and now the right-handed pitcher in Bautista start things off with a pitch that misses low for ball one. Bautista is the third pitcher used today by the Salem Red Sox, with the starter of Encarnacion and the first relief pitcher of Hoffman, as Romero will hit a two-bouncer to Tyler Miller at first, who will pick it up and jog down towards first just in time to get the first out of the inning. Taking a look at what Graham Hoffman did today for the Salem Red Sox, two innings of work where he gave up two base hits and struck out four. Not a bad day in the office for Salem's number 38. So now Bautista will face a second batter of the game in Max Wagner, who swings and misses for strike one. The Delmarva designated hitter is 0-3 tonight. After starting off with a pair of strikeouts, he grounded out to Bonassi back in his previous at-bat. A swing and a miss on an 0-1 count, and the count goes 0-2 for Wagner. Bautista is making his 28th appearance for the Salem Red Sox today, the most on the active roster. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and this skips well in front of home plate. Nothing Daniel McElveny can do to stop that one from hitting the backstop, and the count goes to 1-2. 2-2 record this season with an ERA of a 4.20. 40 innings of work, 40 and two-thirds to be exact, as the 1-2 pitch is swung on a miss for strike three, and Bautista has his first punch out of the night. Tough day for Max Wagner. He has struck out three times in the first, in the fourth, and now in the eighth. Two up, two down for Bautista as he faces the cleanup hitter and Dylan Beavers, who seems to be having the best day out of any Delmarva Shorebird. 2-3 with a pair of singles in the second and his previous at-bat in the sixth. Base paths clear, though, for Beavers, which is a good sign for Salem, as the first pitch will be taken down the middle for a called strike one. But in his 40 and two-thirds innings of work coming in today, Bautista allowing only 32 hits, 19 earned runs in the campaign. As the 0-1 pitch to Beavers is sent foul down the netting on that third base side. Walked 24 batters, struck out 42. Opponent's batting average of 208. That's another marvelous number. And here's the 0-2 pitch to Beavers, and this skips in front of home plate. McElveny was able to get a better block on that one, but still nothing to worry about with the base paths being clear. So the count goes to 1-2, and Bautista trying to do what Hoffman did in the seventh and put together a 1-2-3 inning. The kick and the deal, and Beavers hot shot down the right side of the infield, and it gets through for a base hit. Beavers has his third single of the night, and he keeps the inning going for the Shorebirds with a two-out single. 6-2 is our score here in Salem. Take a look. The next batter, Judd Fabian, the center fielder, who doubled his last time up. Remember, this is the part of the order that gave Graham Hoffman that scare back in the sixth, with that single followed by Beavers, followed by the double by Fabian. Put runners on second and third with one out. Two outs on the board right now as Fabian's first pitch he sees is a hot shot down the left side, but this one will go foul for the first strike. Crowd has stuck around here in Salem, but Judd Fabian is going into a new bat as that one won't stick around after it was busted on the first pitch of the at-bat. Once again, these two teams will face off again tomorrow night on Thursday at 7:05 p.m. Delmarva Shorebirds and the Salem Red Sox battling for the third game of the series. And Salem is hoping that's a 1-1 series record going into it. Keep this in mind as well. If the Red Sox take any of these games this week, they will clinch the season series over the Delmarva Shorebirds. Here comes the 0-1 pitch, a big swing by Fabian, and he misses on it for strike two. That'd be good if they can clinch the season series. They did so last year, 16-14. Played them much more last season when it was just those three divisions. This year, two divisions as we work back to the Carolina League. Here's the 0-2 count. Bautista fires away. This one gets past Micavelli. And it'll be an easy pass ball advancement for Dylan Beavers. He will get into second and moves into scoring position for the Shorebirds. Seems like every time that Bautista gets a nice 0-2 count, the third pitch of the at-bat just goes a little wild. Hasn't been a worry for Wagner or Beavers because there was no one on, but now with Beavers, it gives an opportunity for a base runner to advance. 1-2 pitch is fouled off by Judd Fabian as it goes back towards the screen, and we stay at 1-2. Beavers in scoring position for the Shorebirds. Pitch by Bautista and misses low for ball two, and the count now runs even. Bottom of the eighth inning coming up for the Salem Red Sox. They'll have Brian Gonzalez, Carson Simas, and Edison Paulino all due up. Here's the 2-2 pitch by Bautista, and this skips low, and Micavelli loses it again. And Beavers will advance to third. Felipe Rojas Jr. will hold the runner at third. And on two pass balls, Beavers has moved from one corner to the next. And now he's 90 feet away. And Daniel McElveny having a discussion with Adanis Bautista after a few of those off-speed pitches just have not been able to be secured by the Salem catcher. So what started as an 0-2 count has now worked full as Judd Fabian's looking to get his second straight on-base appearance with a 3-2 pitch in the works. Bautista takes a look at Beavers, fires away, and this one skips low, and this one gets past Micavelli again, and sliding in perfectly is going to be Dylan Beavers. Advances on three pass balls. Number 33 of the Shorebirds makes a trip around the bases, and he scores the third run of the game for the Shorebirds. It's now 6-3, Salem over Delmarva. It was ball four for the batter of Judd Fabian, so he goes down to first, and now Isaac De Leon will come to the batter's box. But first, we'll get a visit from pitching coach Nick Green. As we enter the late night here at Salem, most ball games around the Carolina League also coming towards a close. The Downeast Ducks lead the Myrtle Beach Pelicans 7-1 in the top of the ninth inning. Could be a big win for the Ducks. Keep them close with the Fredericksburg Nationals after losing last night's game. Now the Carolina Mudcats and Fayetteville Woodpeckers are battling it out. Top of the seventh inning, Mudcats lead the Woodpeckers 6-5 at home. While Charleston is looking to build a few insurance runs in their matchup against Augusta, as they have a 5-1 lead in the top of the ninth inning. So with two outs, Isaac De Leon steps in. First pitch high and inside for ball one. Runner takes off towards second. Here comes the throw. Not in time, as Mydroth's tag was just a little bit too late on the sliding Fabian. Went head first into the bag at second. Beat out a throw, and the struggles between Bautista and Micavelli continue in their connection. One last score in the Carolina lead to get you to is the Columbia Fireflies look like they're on their way for a big-time win as they lead 12-1 over the Kannapolis Cannonballers as the 1-0 pitch misses upstairs and the count goes 2-0. Salem Red Sox next opponent on the road is going to be the Columbia Fireflies, so could be a tough six-game series for them as the 2-0 pitch is right in there for a called strike one by Shea Graham. And applaud breaks out here at Salem Memorial Ballpark as Bautista is finally able to find the zone once again. As De Leon will pop up the 2-1 pitch out towards shallow center field. Chase Mydroth calling everyone off, and he makes the catch for the third out of the inning. The Delmarva Shorebirds do pick up a run to make it a 6-3 ball game, but now it's time for the Salem Red Sox to add a little bit of insurance as we enter the eighth inning. It's the 8-9-1 part of the order. They'll go against Dylan Hyde when we come back. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. A chance for the Salem Red Sox to build on their 6-3 advantage over the Delmarva Shorebirds as we enter the bottom half of the eighth inning. Gonzalez set to lead things off against the right-handed pitcher in Dylan Hyde. First pitch by Gonzalez is swung on and missed for strike one. The Salem Red Sox designated hitter is one of two tonight with two on-base appearances, a single in the third, and a walk back in the sixth. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Gonzalez. This is sent foul towards the screen, and the count goes to 0-2. So the big thing for the Delmarva Shorebirds is to get a 1-2-3 inning and set yourselves up for the best possible situation in the top of the ninth. And for the Salem Red Sox, it's the exact opposite. As the 0-2 pitch is swung on and missed by Brian Gonzalez, a nice start to the inning for Dylan Hyde as Gonzalez is retired for the first time today at the plate. And so now Carson Simas will make his way down towards the batter's box as the right-handed batter will swing at the first pitch and foul this one up out of towards right field foul line and makes its way out of play. Simas has reached base safely twice today, although being 0 of 2, as he takes the 0-1 pitch upstairs for ball one. Got on with an error back in the third inning. Got on with a walk in his previous at-bat in the sixth. But in that walk, he drove in a run, so an RBI walk for Mr. Simas. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Carson Simas, and this misses low and outside for ball two. Base paths clear in this 6-3 Salem Red Sox lead as the 2-1 pitch is popped up by Simas, heading towards the right field seating area. And it bounces its way on towards the concourse for strike two. Count reads 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here's the kick and the deal by Hyde as Simas will chase the high heat and foul this one down the first base foul line. Top of the order coming up next with Edison Paulino on deck. And here's the 2-2 pitch by Hyde as Simas will take it low and outside for ball three. Full count here for Simas. He would absolutely adore a third on-base appearance today. Here comes the payoff pitch, and Simas will foul this back straight into the screen. And we stay at 3-2. Count. Here comes the kick and the deal by Hyde, and it's a fastball upstairs for ball four. And Carson Simas has walked in back-to-back at-bats, and that brings up the top of the order with Edison Paulino. A 2-of-4 night for the Red Sox third baseman. His pattern has been ground-out base hit. That's how it's gone today for Edison Paulino, but he probably will not be facing Dylan Hyde, as Felipe Rojas Jr. will walk out of the first base dugout, out towards the pitcher's mound, having a little conversation here with Dylan Hyde, and the question is if he's going to stay or not, and the answer is no. So Dylan Hyde's night comes to an end with one out in the bottom of the eighth inning. After walking Carson Simas, it will be a new Shorebird pitcher to face the top of the Salem Red Sox order. 6-3 Salem leads Delmarva. We'll step aside here on MILB.TV, and we'll come back. We'll get you the name and information of the new Delmarva pitcher. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, bottom of the eighth inning as Carson Simas takes off on the first pitch from Alejandro Mendez, and he slides in safe with the stolen base. 6-3 lead for the Salem Red Sox, but Carson Simas is not taking his foot off the accelerator as he moves into scoring position as Edison Paulino starts off the count with the 1-0 advantage. So Mendez, the new pitcher in for the Delmarva Shorebirds, will fire away the 1-0 pitch, and he misses upstairs for ball two. So that aggressive base running by Simas takes the double play ball out of effect here from Edison Paulino. 2 of 4 tonight with a pair of singles in the third and the sixth inning. Has also grounded out twice tonight for the Red Sox. Here's the 2-0 pitch to Paulino. Busted bat as he will shoot this one over the second baseman's head of Romero. Out towards right field, Simas will hold at third. The throw is cut off by Creed Willems, and Edison Paulino got the base hit with that bat. He's not going to be able to use it again, but he improves to 3 of 5 on the night. Three singles for the Salem Red Sox third baseman as the Salem Red Sox bat boy comes on out and retrieves what's left of Edison Paulino's bat. And now Eduardo Lopez, who is the switch hitting right fielder, will take the left-handed batter's box against the right-handed pitcher in Mendez. Paulino takes off as the first pitch is in there for a called strike one. Throw down the third base is not in time to get the runner of Carson Simas. But Paulino is safe in the second. So Paulino adds another stolen base to his count. Two runners in scoring position now for the Red Sox. And I think Luke Mons knows not to test out Adam Retzbach no more, because they know that double steal is coming as the 0-1 pitch misses outside for ball one. There's been many catchers this season that just haven't figured out what Luke Mons is doing when he has runners on the corners and the runner at first base takes off towards second. Sometimes they gun them down. Retzbach has not done that yet today, though, as the 1-1 pitch to Lopez is just outside for ball two. Mendez, in his last appearance against the Carolina Mudcats on August 13th, was a two-inning performance where he allowed one base hit and one walk and struck out three batters. 2-1 is the count. Here's the pitch from Mendez, and Lopez will shoot this one up and foul down the third baseline. 2-2 count in the bottom of the eighth inning. The Salem Red Sox lead the Delmarva Shorebirds 6-3. And here's the 2-2 pitch to Lopez. Hard hit ball in the infield. Backhand play made by Romero. Throw at the plate, and the runner is safe. Retzbach couldn't hold on to it as Simas dove into home, and he breaks up the tag, and Simas is in safe to make it a Salem Red Sox 7-3 lead. Runners on the corners with Paulino at third base, Lopez at first, and Romero did a solid job at second base. Nice backhanded play. Made a solid throw towards home. But Retzbach has actually had such difficulty today at handling the baseball with his glove. And that one just popped out of it again. So now Brandon Bonassi at the plate, who takes the first pitch low for ball one. The switch hitting shortstop back in the left-handed batter's box. Still looking for his first base hit today, 0-3, as he was walked in his last plate appearance. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and this misses low for ball two. So the Red Sox do pick up that insurance run to make it a 7-3 lead. Four-run advantage has been their most on the night. But with Paulino at third base, they can possibly build up this one a little more. Here's the 2-0 pitch, and that one will just be outside for ball three. Try to go with the breaking ball, but couldn't get the location of it. Three 3-0 is the count. Pitch is on the way, and this one misses outside for ball four. And with that, Brandon Bonassi is walked for back-to-back at-bats, and the bases will be loaded for Chase Mydroth. So Delmarva makes the change with Alejandro Mendez, and he is still unable to pick up his first out of the night. As we take a look back at Dylan Hyde's performance today, 3 1/3 innings of work, gives up 3 hits, 3 earned runs, walks 5 batters, and strikes out 5 as Chase Mydroth will watch the first pitch miss outside for ball one. When Delmarva does come up to bat, they will have the bottom three of the order in Adam Retzbach, Adam Crampton, and Creed Willems. 1-0 pitch on the way to Mydroth. He will hit this one hard and over the glove of the third baseman of De Leon. One run scores with Paulino. Everyone else holding up 90 feet further from where they started as an RBI single by Chase Mydroth makes it now a 8-3 ball game. That is a 3-of-3 day for the Salem second baseman. He has reached base safely in all 5 of his plate appearances. And that time, he comes through for an RBI single to pick up his first RBI of the series. Still one out on the board. Base is still loaded. And the first pitch to Tyler Miller is inside for ball one. And a balk is addressed by Alejandro Mendez. So Eduardo Lopez scores from third base on the balk. Brandon Bonassi goes to third. And Chase Mydroth advances to second. And with that balk by Mendez, it's now a 9-3 Salem Red Sox lead. Their biggest on the night, a 6-run advantage. As Mendez's first pitch will be in the zone for a called strike one. So if you're the Salem Red Sox, you couldn't have asked for a better time to have your big inning of the night. A 3-run bottom of the 8th inning to have a 9-3 lead. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Miller will pop this one out towards left field. Reed Trimble is there to make the catch. And possibly going back towards home was Brandon Bonassi, who slipped at the bag at third. I don't know if the Salem shortstop was going to go towards home, but he took himself out of the play as he tumbled at the bag. So Miller is retired for the 5th straight time tonight. And now with 2 outs on the board, Daniel McElveny will try to keep the inning going for the Red Sox. 0-3 with a walk, but every time he's been retired has been through a strikeout. And he starts off this at-bat by taking the first pitch for a called strike one. 2 runners in scoring position for the Red Sox with Brandon Bonassi at third base and Chase Mydroth at second. 0-1 pitch to McElveny. And this breaking ball is missed outside and low for ball one. 6 RBIs in his 2 weeks here at the Salem Red Sox. McElveny knows how to drive in some runs and a good opportunity here in the 8th. Here's the 1-1 pitch to McElveny. Hard chopper up the middle of the infield. Romero on the backhand glove. Throw made to first. And the lunging Willems keeps his right foot on the bag to get the batter of McElveny. And that puts an end to the 8th inning. But not before the Salem Red Sox add 3 runs to their name to take a 9-3 lead over the Delmarva Shorebirds. Going into the 9th, the Delmarva Shorebirds will have the 7-8-9 part of the order, and Luis Guerrero is going to come out of the bullpen and try to seal the deal on this Wednesday night. Three more outs to go for the Salem Red Sox as they try to close in on their 56th win of the season as they sit 9-3 over the Delmarva Shorebirds in the top of the ninth inning. Luis Guerrero is the new pitcher in for the Salem Red Sox. Will bring an end to the day for Adenis Bautista. One inning of work, giving up one base hit, one earned run, walked one batter, struck out one batter, but still was able to hold on to this Salem lead as Guerrero's first pitch will be fired at 98 miles per hour to the outside for ball one. Adam Retzbach leading things off, 1-2 night for the Delmarva Shorebirds, a 1-0 count, and the pitch will be hitting the batter of Retzbach, according to our home plate umpire of Shea Graham. So Retzbach will get aboard with a leadoff hit by pitch and get this Delmarva comeback started. First time today that a Salem Red Sox pitcher has hit a Delmarva Shorebird batter. It's happened a couple times tonight on the other end as Adam Crampton will take the first pitch upstairs for ball one. Luis Guerrero seems to be the primary closer of the Salem Red Sox crew ever since he was promoted from the FCL Red Sox back in early June. Here's the 1-0 pitch, fastball high and inside at 94, and the count goes 2-0. So the big thing that Guerrero's got to find right now as he reaches out for the rosin bag is for some control. Four pitches thrown, none of them hit the zone. He's hit more batters than he's found the strike zone here in this ninth inning. 4-3 record this season as the 2-0 pitch is a slider that misses away, and the count goes to 3-0. A little bit more on Luis Guerrero. 17 appearances this season, which is pretty high for not being with the Salem Red Sox the first 2 months of the season. Here's a 3-0 pitch, and this one will miss low and outside for ball four. And now the first two batters for the Delmarva Shorebirds have reached safely. So Retzbach gets on with the hit by pitch. Crampton gets on with the walk. And now a much needed visit with the pitching coach of Nick Green. Now to calm down the pitcher and Luis Guerrero. Obviously a 9-3 lead for the Salem Red Sox isn't dire. Not like you need these three outs big time, but when you start letting momentum go their way, I mean, we saw yesterday what the Shorebirds can do. When they start connecting and they're clicking as a team, you saw how scary they were last night. 17 runs. You want to say they're one of the best offenses in the Carolina League. That's not entirely true because it's only pretty much their second day here, but they are a really big threat. So now the batter is Creed Willems, and the first pitch is missed inside for ball one. So seven pitches, and Guerrero has still yet to find his first strike of the night. Sure, he's showing the heat at around mid to high 90s, but what good is it if you can't hit the zone? Here's the 1-0 pitch from Guerrero, and a swing and a miss at 96, and there it is. The first strike of the night for Guerrero, and he gets Willems to swing and miss for strike one. And if you're the Red Sox, you would love a ground ball opportunity here. As the 1-1 pitch to Williams is sent out towards right field. This one is hooking pretty deep, and it will land over the head of Lopez, off the track and off the wall. Lopez picks it off. Majdrov cuts it off, and scoring from second base, it's Adam Retzbach. Creed Willems, an RBI double, makes it a 9-4 ball game, and Delmarva is not going to go quietly into the Salem Knights. The 7-8-9 part of the order all reach base safely, and now the top of the order comes up for the Shorebirds with Reed Trimble. Nothing just yet working in the bullpen out in left field as Guerrero's first pitch will get underneath Mickey Valeni. And coming to his home plate is going to be Luis Guerrero, and he can't get there in time as Adam Crampton slides in safe for Delmarva's fifth run. Willems advances towards third, and now it's 9-5 Salem over Delmarva. Well, you saw Luis Guerrero covering home plates after the wild pitch got away from Daniel McElveny. And it wasn't a pretty stride there from Luis Guerrero coming towards home. He looked to be in a little pain when he got in towards home, but he gets back on the rubber. Here's the 1-0 pitch, hard hit ball up the middle, and it goes through for a base hit. Creed Willem scores. Reed Trimble is at first base, and don't look now, but the tying run for the Delmarva Shorebirds is in the hole. It's a 9-6 ball game. Trimble with an RBI single. And now Noel Burt Romero, who is looking for his first base hit of the night, will come towards the plate. And now the fans here at Salem, who were enjoying a 9-6 lead, have their attention focused once again as Romero will take the first pitch for a called strike one. Thought it was going to be a nice, clean ending to this ball game, but a little bit of pressure now as the 0-1 pitch is into the zone at 89 miles per hour for a called strike two. And we've seen this before with Guerrero. When he has struggled with the fastball, he starts using the off-speed part of his arsenal as Noel Burt Romero calls for some time to refix his batting gloves at the plate. 9-6 ball game. Salem leads Delmarva. A three-run top of the ninth for the Shorebirds as a swing and a miss by Romero. Sorry, got a little ahead of myself there. It was actually fouled off by Noel Burt Romero. And the count will stay at 0-2. A little bit of a lead for Reed Trimble at first base. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. There it is as Noel Burt Romero goes down on a strike three swing and miss for the first out of the ninth. Has not been a great series debut for the Delmarva second baseman. 0-5 tonight. And that is his first strikeout today. But Max Wagner out the plate. 0-4 tonight for the Shorebirds, and he takes the first pitch low and outside for ball one. So Guerrero finally gets that first down after facing five batters, and the 1-0 pitch to Wagner is in there for a called strike one. And the heart of the order now for the Shorebirds, and Dylan Beavers awaiting on deck, and Delmarva is just going to want to hope to put him up to the plate as the 1-1 pitch is sent back towards the screen and the count goes 1-2. And right now he represents the tying run. And today, a busy day at the plate for number 33 of the Shorebirds. 3 of 4 with three singles. 1-2 is the count. Here's the pitch to Wagner and it skips in front of home plate. A good block by McIlvaney to keep it in front of him and hold the runner Trimble at first. Count goes 2-2. Guerrero this season has 6 saves for the Salem Red Sox in his 7 save opportunities. Came into this game not eligible to get a save with a 9-3 lead. But now he's got to close off this ball game. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and it's taken by Wagner as it misses low and outside for ball three. Big payoff pitch coming up. If Wagner can get aboard, the tie and run will come to the plate for the Shorebirds. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. It is hit by Wagner out towards left center field. It drops for a base hit. Trimble holds at second. Wagner gets aboard for the first time today. And now Dylan Beavers, the man who has been able to get aboard so many times this series against the Salem Red Sox, will come to the plate for his 5th time today. 9-6 is the score. The right-handed Guerrero will face the left-handed Beavers. Last night, Dylan Beavers went 2 of 4 with 3 RBIs and 4 runs. Today, pretty similar. 3 of 4 with 3 singles as the first pitch is in there for a called strike one. McElveny not able to really secure it that well behind the dish. Almost let it get away from him. But good thing he was able to recover the baseball and hold the runners of Trimble and Wagner at second and first, respectively. 0-1 count to Beavers as this pitch is in there for a called strike two, and Guerrero goes with that off-speed to get a nice start to this at-bat. Look at that batting average out there in right center field, 625. Just truly remarkable. Five hits in your first eight plate appearances. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Beavers, and it misses outside for ball one. This part of the order does not get any easier after Beavers, with Judd Fabian awaiting on deck and Isaac De Leon in the hole for Delmarva. One ball and two strikes. Guerrero will step in and fire. Beavers swing and a miss. Strike three. They haven't been able to put him aside for the whole day except for a ground out back in the fourth. And Beavers is retired on a strikeout swinging and the biggest moment of the night. A big second out brings the Delmarva Shorebirds to their last out in the night. And the man who hit a home run down the left field line last night steps into the batter's box for Delmarva. Judd Fabian, the right-handed batter, to go against the right-handed pitcher of Luis Guerrero, has requested a new baseball before his at-bat. Let's go Red Sox chance breaking out here at Carilion Clinic Field. And Fabian has reached safe in his last two at-bats, a double in the sixth and a walk in the eighth. First pitch he sees, hits his out towards left field. Meredith to his left, makes the catch. It's out number three, out number 27. And the Salem Red Sox, after being dominated in last night's series opener, comes away with a 9-6 win tonight to even up this six-game series and take the season series over the Delmarva Shorebirds. It wasn't pretty towards the end, but the Salem Red Sox used that big bottom of the eighth inning to build just enough insurance to withstand a Delmarva comeback here in the top of the ninth. The winner pitching tonight goes to Juan Encarnacion, his ninth win of the season. Good job by Salem's number 17. Graham Hoffman also a good job out of the bullpen tonight, followed by Adenis Bautista and Luis Guerrero. Good hitting all around tonight. Edison Paulino, 3-5 on the night. Chase Mydroth, our player of the game, goes 3-3 tonight. Five on-base appearances for the Salem Red Sox, and now his batting average on the season improves to .381. It's good for the Salem Red Sox to get back in the winning column as they lost two in a row. That losing streak has come to a close. A 9-6 win for the Salem Red Sox over the Delmarva Shorebirds. These two teams will be back tomorrow at 7:05 p.m. right here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. If you can join us here at Carilion Clinic Field, we will love to have you for College Night, Thirsty Thursday, and Bark in the Park. My name is Andy Losey. For the last time, the Salem Red Sox defeat the Delmarva Shorebirds 9-6. We all hope you have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow right here from Salem, Virginia.